Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, hello everyone. My name is Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to GG Over Easy, episode 34. In today's episode, we had a rough outline, and as always, we never follow the outline.
Didn't talk about it at all.
Nope, not really. We start out by discussing movies.
And that takes us.
Yeah, a lot of movies, takes on some of like the DC Universe movies that have been coming out recently. We talk a lot about Zack Snyder's filmography and whatnot. Then we go ahead and talk about cheating in video games. There's been some rampant cheaters in some various games. How do we feel about that? What motivates cheaters, and so much more. And then we move on to some Overwatch drama and some Patreon questions. And obviously, aside from some tangents here and there, that's about this episode. You'll like it. Most people seem to agree that they like the intro. And if people don't, they can just skip it. So it makes sense. It seems to be more useful than anything. So essentially, what you need to know is you shouldn't skip anything. You shouldn't even need an intro. You should just blindly follow us and listen to everything. Thanks.
We say.
Yeah. GG over easy.
Hello. This is me saying hello.
Yeah, not bye.
Saying like hello. Hello. Like, hey. Like hi. Yeah,
come on in. Welcome back to GG over easy. I'm going to start this episode with Heidi Ho, so I'm not doubling up on the Heidi Ho. Instead, it's a single Heidi.
Twice next week?
I don't know.
Last week?
I keep saying, like, I think I don't, and then I do. I don't really know. But I know for sure I'm only going to say it once. I might even forget. So maybe there won't even be Heidi Ho's. And if that's the case, the world's just going to explode. It's the wrong timeline. But this is the brightest timeline because GG Over Easy is back for number 34. I'm pretty
sure. ESPN, one of the best channels that I was on.
And then ESPN 2's next, and ESPN The Ocho. History Channel.
Already at 35, dude. That's pretty nuts. When is like a year? How many years are? How many weeks are there in a year? But we've missed some. Right?
Don't ask me. Yeah, we missed a couple, but
52.
I think.
Okay, so it'd be like 54-ish.
Well, no, I it's somewhere in middle or late August, I think. Because we did Fruit Summit early August, and then we started uploading them after that. So I think somewhere in August will mark a year of at least when it started. And then, yeah, we missed like, we only missed two, what, like three weekends? Two?
I think 3 weekends.
Three? Yeah. Two sounds.
I'd say that's not bad, especially considering with our track
the
record.
Circumstances.
And, yeah, and the, exactly the circumstances. Given the nature of our reality.
And you upload like already like what, 9 videos a day now? You're on 9 uploads a day at this point?
You know what? We're a 9.5 star podcast. I upload 9.5 videos a day. You know?
I
got to keep up with the stars. You know, it's crazy.
What's the half? The Nuzlocke playthrough?
Yeah, the second channel. Because they get less than half the views, I guess.
Oh, but the Nuzlocke ones are the most fun.
Yeah. We can talk about that soon. We have a couple topics here today. The thing, too, though, about this life we're all currently living is things are slow. Not much is happening. The most exciting thing out of the box, I guess, that happened.
I went to my mailbox today. It was very
wow.
Fun. Outside is cool.
I forget what it looks like out there. How is it? Is the sky like red and on fire?
That's still as bad as I remember. I don't like it.
I watched a new movie last night, and that's probably about...
What movie did you watch?
Sucker Punch. I've never watched that.
What is Sucker Punch?
Ooh, I remember that. I remember the hype behind that movie, and then like it came out, and people were like, man, just really had to poop on my Cheerios, dude. Like,
I'd never seen it. I'd only heard a little bit about it, and I'm pretty sure what I remembered was it was lackluster, so I was like, I'll give it a shot. Why not? And it was, I didn't know much about it. Certainly wasn't what I expected. And I came out going, eh. So,
is it about an MMA fighter?
No. I'm going to have to, let me find a synopsis because I don't know how to explain it.
I watched a movie last night too.
Oh, wow. What movie?
A Silent Voice, actually.
Oh, what'd you think? That's a good one.
I liked it. I didn't absolutely adore it, but I liked it. It was a good movie.
We'll take it.
I like the message. It's a good like feel good
kind of. Very emotional too.
Bad. Yeah, yeah. Kind of all over the place.
It was like, I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm indifferent, yeah, I'm like, sad, I'm happy.
This guy.
I love this guy. I don't know what to do anymore. But for those interested, locked away, a young woman named Baby Doll retreats to a fantasy world where she is free to go wherever her mind takes her. Determined to fight for her real freedom, she finds four women, Rocket, Blondie, Amber, and Sweet Pea, to join together to escape the terrible fate that awaits them. With a virtual arsenal at their disposal, the allies between everything from samurais to serpents, while trying to decide what price they will pay for survival. It was bizarre.
Oh, that cool movie.
Yeah. And,
oh, that looked like trash.
And the
even
thing
in 2011.
Is, and the thing is, I only vaguely remember like parts of a trailer I saw. So I thought this fantasy thing, I thought that was the world. I didn't realize this was her imagination. So I went into it like, what's going on? And
that's in her head.
Yeah, and so it turns out she's like at a mental institution or something, but it's not really a mental institution. It's like, it's like a brothel or something, kind of low key, and she's like a slave or I don't know. It's strange. It's all over the place. I will say, as always, though, with Zack Snyder, the cinematography and stuff, it did have some pretty cool moments. But I feel like that's really
Zack
all
Snyder
the movie had going
that?
For it. Yeah.
Isn't he behind Batman vs Superman?
We didn't need to talk about that.
But he's also behind 300, and that's the important thing.
it's not like he has. I mean, his spot record's pretty spotty under, but
I feel like when he hits, and when he doesn't, he doesn't.
Yeah, I remember so many people were excited for Sucker Punch, and then it came out, and they were just like, "Wow, this is."
Isn't Sucker Punch a game?
No, it was a. I think it was a novel before.
A manga?
Yeah, there was manga.
It was a manga.
I think so. I want to say there was. It was like a not maybe.
I don't know. It looked bad then, and it looks bad now. I can't. I can't watch a bad movie. I can't. Like I
thought it was cool. I
can't watch a bad movie.
I mean, I didn't think the movie was cool, but I thought the actual concept behind the movie was tight. And then I remember seeing the trailer, and I was like, man, this trailer looks kind of sick. And then I don't think I ever went to go. I ended up watching it like later, like when it was like on some network. And I was just like, wow, this is, I remember this having a lot of hype, and like, man,
wait,
this is
second.
Really bad. Damn, is... Zach, I thought you had something good on your hands.
Okay. Well, here is, well, I was interested. So I was like, all right, well, let me see his filmography. Okay. So his directorial debut appears to be Dawn of the Dead, 2004.
I don't like zombie movies, so no.
Oh, never mind. Apparently, it's his first film based on an original concept. Whatever that means.
Oh, the Sucker Punch was.
Yeah, I guess so.
I thought it was a game.
And then 2007 was 300, which I think is sick.
Dope movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
2009 was Watchmen, famously the "It Needs More Blue Penis" movie.
Never seen Watchmen ever.
Underrated movie, in my opinion.
It's black it's and white. Good. I don't want to see that.
There's red, though.
But color plays... never mind. We don't,
You're not big brand
That's
enough.
My Zoomer mentality. I remember when that came out, I was like, that's
That's black and white.
What is this?
Color plays an important part in the film, trust.
Don't we all remember Wizard of Oz?
Like that one Lighthouse movie.
When color became a thing. Why stay like that? We don't need black and white. Yeah, stay like
that. Ridiculous.
You know, when I was a kid, I actually believed like we didn't have color until like someone invented it like in the 1960s or something. And I was like, I remember asking my dad, I was like, do your parents like how, what was it like not living with any color? And he's like, what?
He's like, I've raised.
He was probably like, oh my god, my son's an idiot.
Yeah, he's like, I'm genetically like related to this.
Okay, I bet in your mind, blue would like color was invented, like someone did it somewhere, and like from that it just expanded.
Yeah, just like
somewhere.
Actually,
like it exploded. Yeah.
Have you guys seen the movie?
Like somewhere in the world, someone's like, "What the fuck?" Like,
he looks at his hand. What?
Like the news one? Bulletin? Yes, it is color. Yes.
Oh my
color
god,
is a thing. Big news.
This just in: color has been invented.
It's like the movie Pleasantville with the dude that played. Yeah. The dude that played Tobey Maguire. Yeah. Have you not seen that movie? I think that's
I
what
have
it's
not
called.
Seen Pleasantville.
Yeah,
I see it. Pleasantville, yeah.
It's kind of something like that where it's black and white. And then I imagine it's kind of like color just like, and it was like, wah. I feel like it would blow people's minds.
The 1910s, they had like SEPA. And then like from that going to like, what's that one called? That the filter where it's like not black and white, but it's like a brown.
Yeah, kind sepia. Of
like, sepia, is that how you say it?
I think so, yeah.
1910s, they had that, and then before that, there was nothing.
In fact, or their vision too, like crackled a little bit with like little like white spot, like and then like the old film sound. That's how they saw. So like a little crackle.
So Watchmen. What else is he known for?
Well, these are just all his movies he's directed.
Mm-hmm.
Legend of the Guardians, the Owls of Ga'Hoole.
Oh, dude, I'm not kidding you. That has one of the best trailers for a movie all time just because it has 30 Seconds to Mars in it.
That's all it takes.
Like, oh, dude, I was a 30 Seconds to Mars fan when I was a kid.
Oh, it's so sick. I love 30 Seconds. I stand Jared. Did you guys see Jared Leto was like, whoa, I just came back from a 2-month retreat in the desert with no phone. And then he's like, wow, this virus is crazy. Like, it's like, wow. Jared Leto, of course, you go on like a 2-month hiatus in like the desert and come back. And it's just like, whoa, the world's
it's like the most higher. Celebrity response I've ever heard. I mean,
wasn't he
as bad as the Imagine stuff? But...
So Jared Leto, man.
Wasn't he seen on the beach recently or something, and he's like starting his own cult or something like that, or like it's not a cult.
I saw a headline. I didn't read the article, but I saw a headline that he has like his own cult or something.
Yeah, see,
like
would you join his cult, Rob?
Yes, I stand Jared Leto.
See, we're degenerates. We're like, I saw this headline. I didn't bother to read it, and I'm just going to regurgitate the title. We're the problem. Like, Jared Leto has a cult? Yeah, dude, I think so. Yeah, Sam. Yeah. It's
at least I'm being honest.
Yeah, no, I'm being honest, too.
I did read the article. And so, you know what? I just read the headline.
It was
know?
Enough for me to go, huh? But not enough for me to go, like, I don't want to know more.
I need to investigate this.
Let me go another click. Especially with all the news sites now. It's like, let me go a click. And then it's like, you must subscribe. You must do this. Please support it. And it's
click.
Like... I don't want to do that.
You would do the shift tab thing where like you make a new tab or something like that.
Well, of course. I don't want to leave my spot on Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
How many tabs do you have open right now?
Actually, only like 3 because tragically, my Chrome crashed and it didn't reset my tabs. So
you're the type of dude who just has like a ton of tabs open.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
It's disgusting.
So you're chaotic.
I use those as my reminders. Like those to me, like each tab, it'll be like a video game that I need to do a video on, but I forgot. So it's like the Steam page pulled up. And over here is like some movie I Googled because I want to watch that and I need to remember that. And then over here, it's just all tabs to remind me of something.
I don't even want to think about your phone because I know the tabs on that are even worse.
Oh my God, dude, it's chaotic. And then 2011 was Sucker Punch. 2013 was Man of Steel. 2014.
Do you guys like him as Superman or like
Henry Cavill?
No, but I'm just saying like DC movies in general. Oh. Like I just like.
Yeah. I mean, majority of them.
They've been better lately.
Yeah,
they've been a lot better lately. But I mean, they started off like Marvel was like this. They made such a weird point to be like the inverse of Marvel because Marvel was like action but serious but with a little comedy, but whereas DC was like
We're super serious.
The world that we live in.
It's super bleak.
And Man of Steel has to kick some ass. And then, like, Michael Bay explosions and shit. It's the worst.
But the crazy thing is, a lot better. DC managed to become the uncool comic book people.
Which is like, how do you mess that up?
Yeah, before it was like Marvel. Pff, what do you have? Like Ant-Man?
Captain America?
Yeah.
Ew.
Iron Man?
Yeah. Iron Man used to,
armor, okay.
No one used to like Iron Man. And now he's like,
the only one I liked was the Hulk. The only one I liked was Hulk in Marvel. Everybody else was DC.
I mean, think about what you got over DC. You got bangers, bro. And how do you mess that up?
Marvel was considered like the silly-ish comic for a lot of people, like for like hardcore readers. But then DC was like super dark and like grim and like really adult themes. And then they just
all the iconic superheroes.
I didn't watch.
They managed to turn the positive into a meme.
I didn't watch I didn't read the comics, but I watched just the cartoons. And the DC cartoons were always better than the Marvel ones.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, for sure. I think DC. I think DC's always had it locked down on the animation department for sure.
Martian Manhunter is one of the dopest superheroes ever.
100%.
I love the Martian Manhunter. He's so
cool. Teen Titans.
Oh,
Teen Titans! One of the best animated series of all time.
So not the reboot, right?
No.
Not the reboot.
We're talking like the OG.
The original.
I think it's not bad. I heard it's very like...
It's funny. Like, it's not like it's bad. It's just like, it's not the original animated Teen Titans series, which is super special.
I have seen clips, though, where they're like, where this new Teen Titans, though, they're like, they're very self-aware, though, and that's funny. Or like
they break the fourth wall.
Yeah, that or like they've straight up like brought Teen Titans, like the characters and their designs, like back from the previous one. They're like, wait, what the heck? And so I can appreciate that. Like they kind of like poke fun at themselves.
It's not a bad show. It's just, but they're also aware that people don't like them. The show, like the actual Teen Titan characters, like in the new one, are aware that people don't like them because of the previous show. So
no one wants to watch us. Like, yeah, you're right. But personally, I loved Man of Steel. I think that was a dope movie.
I thought it was a good movie.
I think I've seen it one time and I wasn't that impressed.
I loved it. I loved the take you did on it. And that's when I was like, okay, DC's on the rise. And then they managed to pretty much just ruin everything else.
Yeah. That was like probably one of the least dark movies of the DC universe.
Yeah.
Man of Steel in the DC universe?
I think they went right into Batman vs. Superman, didn't they?
It was something stupid. And then they went straight into Justice League. Marvel takes like 8 years before their first Infinity War. DC's like, we make like one movie. Let's just start. Just throw them in Justice League. Let's just do that.
Yeah, they jumped in way too fast. Like, it was... And there was like no... I didn't have any connections to any of these characters in Justice
League. Did you guys ever see Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, my God.
Oh my!
I've never seen it.
that was Fuego, dude. The only reason to watch that is Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, and that's about it.
What is the best DC movie? Wonder Woman.
I assume probably critically it would probably be Wonder Woman. Yeah.
I heard Shazam was really good. I haven't seen Shazam though.
Shazam wasn't bad.
It was really good.
I totally forgot about that.
Was a lot of fun.
It's actually really sad because Shazam was really good, but like people from DC forgot about it, despite being one of the best DC films, because it was a fairly like silly film.
Well, I mean,
it's kind of sad, man.
It was nice though, a nice turn that it was like lighter.
Yeah,
I think they can strike a balance between Shazam. And then, like, Man of Steel, because I think Man of Steel was still pretty, like, gritty. So that's when it's like, someone's like, yeah, comparatively, Man of Steel was rather light, which is true, because somehow they went even darker and grittier, like, unnecessarily.
They went, like, meme Batman dark.
Yeah, like
the parodies you see.
Exactly. I'm Batman.
It's just like,
I kill people. Oh, God.
I feel like these movies, like, they can be done well, like the gritty kind of things, but they just, like, they don't nail the writing, so you don't take any of it seriously.
Yeah, when you go dark, the writing has to be perfect.
Yeah, or, like, the atmosphere in it, you don't feel it, like, ever.
When your whole movie is super serious, and then the one defining moment is,
Martha, what'd you say?
Like that. Really, bro?
Hey,
wait a second.
That's my mom's name.
Oh, my God.
Oh, bro. Come here, dog. Get up. Hey,
nice little clap. Like, yeah, bro. Like, oh, come on. Oh, get on up.
But
bro.
You know what I know? What my biggest problem with Batman vs. Superman is? My biggest problem with that movie. And this is my biggest problem with any movie, with movies in general today. I don't know what it is with studios and making a trailer that just has something really big.
I feel like we talked about this. Yeah.
Like that just like breaks every, like, why would you show that in the trailer? Like, why? I hate that.
Yeah.
Well, then I hate when I'm in the movie and then like,
oh, Batman like Superman did that was like the worst offender.
Yeah. Well, and then like, I hate when I'm at the movie and something in the movie happens and it's like a funny moment and I've seen it in the trailer and people in the theater still laugh. It's like you've
seen
this
20 times.
Like, you've seen that. Like, why are we laughing at that? We have seen that before. I hate when that happens.
No,
but yeah, you know, Rob is really mad when he gets close to his camera. Like,
yeah, that's close to his camera. When he's like, he's got to be like, listen. No, I understand. A Batman vs. Superman series, like, they should have stopped after the first trailer. It was great. It set the scene. Batman vs. Superman. And then you're like, okay. Like, and then,
oh, hey, by the way, Doomsday. What? Yeah. Wait.
Whoa, official trailer. Oh, Doomsday. Wonder Woman. By the way, we're just going to go ahead and spoil it. It's not even really Batman vs. Superman because you see him working together. It's like, what?
What's the point?
Bruh. And that's when I pretty much literally, like, that moment was when I pretty much said, like, I'm not watching trailers anymore.
Yeah, and it didn't help when I saw that movie. I was literally in the second row and, like, kind of like that watching the movie, you know, like one of those. That sucks.
That's the worst. I would, if those are the only seats available, I wouldn't go to a movie. Even if it was like the option.
Have you never sat in the front?
Oh, I've had to, and that's why I know how terrible it is. And it's usually like with my family, because if it was just me and I walked in and those are the only seats, I'd walk out. I wouldn't even care. I don't care if I get my money back. I'm not doing that. Like, that's not how I'm going to experience that movie for the first time, is neck cramped. Like,
can you remember what movie it was that you saw like that? Because it has to be a popular movie. Because, like, sitting in the front.
I also think it was like Christmas Day, because we always go to like movies or something and we didn't get tickets ahead of time or something. And so we showed up, and I do think one of them was like a Fast and Furious. It was
banger.
It was something
Tokyo
like that.
Drift?
But all I saw was the bottom half of the movie, so I don't know. Like, literally, it was
Dude, I'm telling you, one of my like favorite parts of the movie, my favorite and like least favorite part, depending on the thing. When you walk into the theater, and like, say this is the wall, and you make that turn to like see like where when you make that turn and you see like a lot of people, you're like, fuck.
Yeah, like, just no. Not like this.
But nowadays I go to theaters with reserved seating.
Nowadays I don't go to the theaters because I can't.
Because I don't want to die.
What's the last movie you guys saw in theaters? Ooh. Like, now that I'm like thinking about it.
It was actually a DC movie.
What?
Yeah, it was Harley Quinn.
Oh,
you saw that? What'd you think? I still haven't even seen it.
What? Really? It was a really
good movie. I haven't seen it.
It was good?
I've heard mixed things. I've heard it's good and I've heard it's terrible.
If you're like one of the people who unironically like are really into the DC universe as it is, then you probably wouldn't have liked it, because it was one of those. It was very like girl power, lighthearted. I mean, they had gritty moments, but it was like a very, it's like kind of like a dumb action flick, but that's what made it so fun. Like, it was kind of, it was really cheesy and.
But it didn't feel like a DC movie. Like, it didn't feel like it fit in that universe, kind of, or.
I mean, the general art direction definitely felt like a DC movie, but it was also, it's a Harley Quinn movie, so of course it's going to be super colorful and out there. I thought it was a dope movie. I know the mixed reaction.
Yeah, box office wouldn't agree.
It did as good as anything else does in the box office.
Well, the problem
compared to other DC movies, it certainly did better than Batman vs Superman.
Well, they had it estimated to do better, but like, I think one of the first problems, and they realized it and they changed it at some point, was like Birds of Prey. I was like, the fudge is that? And so eventually they literally just changed it to like Harley Quinn something. Like, that should have been it from the start, because people are like, Birds of Prey, what? I don't even know. You just got to, it's like doing a clickbait title. You got to just realize, hey, all right, this might be like artistically what I want, but no one's going to understand. Harley Quinn. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, the marketing for the movie was super weird. I think that's part of the reason why it didn't help the movie, because I didn't see any marketing of it like on TV. It was all like internet marketing, which is not bad, but like I was very surprised at how little marketing I saw for it. But I thought it was a really, really good movie. I thought it was definitely one of the I wanted to say better, but because it was a good movie, it immediately makes it one of the best DC movies.
The last movie I saw in theaters was the My Hero movie.
Hero. That was
the last.
I need a.
Yeah, that's the last one I saw.
That's a good one to end it on.
Yeah, pretty. What about you? What's your last movie?
It was literally like right before the cutoff, essentially. Onward.
Oh, you? Yeah. See, I saw that on Disney Plus, like when it came out. Like
we saw that. I liked it, and then pretty much like the next day is when I woke up and was looking at everything. That's when I decided to self quarantine. And I was like, yeah.
If you guys had to guess what the most, like the highest domestic box office movie for 2020, what would you say it was?
Like right now,
something.
The movies that came out this year. What is?
Wait, then I need to look at a list. Oh, I think I know. Sonic.
Nope.
Oh yeah, Sonic.
Really not Sonic.
There's one ahead of Sonic. Well, two technically.
Technically, what does that mean?
Yes.
Two.
It can't be that much inflation.
Well, because one came out on the 25th of December.
Oh wait, they count that?
Yeah.
They count. Yeah, I guess. I guess so. Anything after the Oscars, I think they kind of just count it for the most part.
Really not Sonic the Hedgehog, huh?
Nope. Sonic is third. Sonic came in third. I never saw Sonic. I wanted to see it.
Is this international or domestic?
This is domestic. This is domestic.
Okay, domestic. Damn,
I don't remember what released on Christmas.
You saw it.
Rise of Skywalker.
Nope.
What?
That's fifth.
That's fifth.
I don't know.
That grossed $515 million, but like gross.
Yeah, also that movie sucked, so people didn't want to go see it. So
like, what the fudge? Okay, yeah, I don't know.
That movie's trash. Tragic.
Oh, you know, I think I know.
It's up to you, Blue.
One of them.
What?
And it was one that I was kind of wanted to go see just because it was his first role since another iconic role that changed pop culture forever. It was that but I didn't go see it because I heard it was awful. It was that Doolittle movie with Robert Downey Jr.
No, that's,
I think,
seven.
That flopped. Yeah.
That's seven. Oh,
that's better than I thought it would, though.
That grossed $77 million.
Yeah, I think the Rotten Tomatoes on that is like 13% or something.
I thought that popped off purely because it was Robert Downey Jr. Yeah.
Okay, no, apparently he couldn't even say
that. Birds of Prey is sixth at $84 million.
Not bad.
Yeah, Dr. Doolittle, Rotten Tomatoes, 15%. Yeah.
That's bad, man. I can't do bad movies, man. Like I won't watch a bad movie. Like
why? Onward came out, right?
Onward came out March 6th.
Yeah,
like,
and that
was only
kinda,
for like a week.
Yeah, it didn't really have a chance.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
61 million. Onward's at 11. Onward would easily be number one at this point if like theaters were still a thing.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Give me a vague hint.
All right. Shit just got real.
I don't know.
That's a great hint for anybody who stands this franchise like I stand it. I could say who's in it.
Oh,
but that
my
would
God.
Totally
is
it?
Is it Fast and Furious?
No. When
did that last come out?
Hold on. The phone.
Shit just got real.
I don't know.
Come on.
Give me an actor.
Bad Boys?
There you go.
Wait, that's the number one grossing?
Bad Boys for Life. Yep.
I thought that movie came out last year. God.
Nope, January 17th. Grossed $204 million.
I was like, why are you...
Wait, and that's number one?
Like, I was like, I know this reference, yep. But that thought that came out. I thought that movie came out. Wait, I did not think that movie came out
that's
this year.
Like, that's like the first bat or the second bat.
I thought you just said Star Wars grossed like 500.
Well, that's like total gross, but I guess like what like because total. In, I think that's in 2020. I think that's like international or something.
No,
like
there's
that.
No way Rise of Skywalker only made 500 million worldwide.
500.
Even if it was a bad movie, gross. Really?
Yeah.
That, yeah. It did not do good.
For a Star Wars, Sonic's got to be higher than what?
Sonic got 146 million.
Really?
Well, Bad Boys 2, 204 million.
I want to look. I want to look up worldwide numbers. Okay.
I would not have gotten that. Well, oh, I didn't. Wow, I didn't get that.
Yeah. So worldwide, Bad Boys is number one, 419 million. Sonic is actually two worldwide, 306. Damn, Bad Boys popped off.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
1917 was domestic, so.
Doolittle was number three with 223. So Robert,
just throw Robert Downey Jr. in there.
We'll try and save
not,
this.
Might not amazing in the States, but apparently he popped off internationally. Birds of Prey was 201 million. I think that's where I remember Birds of Prey not like doing that bad, because in the US was amazing, but internationally it did pretty good. Whoa, what? I thought this movie would have bombed because of Corona. Ligma. Man did 125 million worldwide.
I watched that on Amazon. That movie was badass.
I watched that movie's dope. Well, I wonder, because I watched that online as well. I wonder if that counts digital at all yet. I don't know.
I'm sure it,
because it has to, because it was out like as long as Onward was, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was only out for like
yeah, because I was gonna try and go
I heard
see
great
it.
Great things.
Yeah,
this damn.
It came out February 28th, a week before.
I mean, clearly people showed up because it internationally it did better than Onward. Onward's number eight, Invisible Man's five. Man, wow.
Dang,
that's pretty. I was pretty good. I was actually worried about that film because it looked super tight. I still haven't seen it yet, by the way.
It is pretty good.
It's sick.
It looked super tight, and I just remember it releasing like in the worst time possible. And I was like, damn, what's her name? She's a dope actress.
Elizabeth Olsen or something. What is it?
She's from Mad Men and
Handmaid's Tale.
I wanted the film to be good because I remember her from Handmaid's Tale, and I love.
She's
that
also in
series.
Get Into the Greek, and I love that movie.
But she's not in this ad read.
Elizabeth Moss.
Oh, there you go.
No, you just. She's not in this ad read.
You just cut it. Oh.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying Fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Hume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Tryfume.com/GG.
Welcome back to GG Over Easy, episode 34, talking about movies. Watch this segue.
We're going to miss them.
Cheating in video games. That's the segue.
This next topic.
There wasn't
one.
Cheating
in
video games.
I actually want to lead with something that happened in Destiny. I know Destiny, Omega LOL, but...
Hey, dude, we love Destiny. Don't you say something bad about Destiny, because I stand Destiny, and if it's not good news about Destiny, I don't want to hear it.
We could.
I think I've ever heard you say, and it was all meme. Pepe hands.
We could talk about. Oh, I'm sure Blue Suit, and I doubt Rob has the potential leaks for the fall expansion.
I feel like those are really out there.
Well, I'm saying out there because
it's a 4chan leak.
That and it sets expectations. It actually gives me hope, which is why I can't believe it. So.
I think those are. I guess we can, but it really feels like a fan service leak. I don't know if I can.
It sounds like a lot of stuff we've wanted, which is why I'm like, nope, that can't be.
Wait, this came from 4chan?
Yeah.
Dude, it may be real then.
It's got to be real. They helped find.
Was it in the slash
the
B
Boston
directory?
Marathon, dude?
I don't know. I don't know. It seemed a little out there. For people who aren't aware of the leak, it was a very fan service leak. Like
TLDR.
Like Destiny Games? Like Guardian Games?
Oh, I hate you.
I fucking want royalties for
it. Rob, we did not invent the Olympics. We can't get royalties for
it. Hey. You'd be surprised
when we invented that.
You'd be surprised with the trademarks and stuff and intellectual property. We can shimmy our way through this.
I'm coming for your ass, Bungie. So I'm about to own Destiny.
So TLDR is like, oh, we get like dark disabilities. We basically get like actual like story characters in our story where they're like, oh, people team up to defeat the darkness. Guardians from our past, like Anna Bray and other people from that actually group up finally, and a bunch of other stuff. Like, and they were like, oh yeah, we get like 3 new strikes. And I mean, I knew the leak was fake because that's never gonna happen.
That's what I knew when they said more.
The darkness subclass sounds cool. I don't know if they had a name.
It was called Collapse, quote unquote, which is
you don't believe it.
But the pyramid ships are showing up apparently. Yeah, finally after 3 years or whatever.
It's so funny because Destiny 2. Yeah, actually, I was talking about this on my stream the other day. Destiny 2 has been out almost as long as Destiny 1 was out. This is because we're on
it
a third
has
year.
Not
we're in
aged
Shadowkeep.
As well.
Shadowkeep would have been, Shadowkeep was the equivalent of Rise of Iron, like
Rise of Iron
timeline
wise. Well, at least now we had D2 news. Now instead, we're at like the saddest state with nothing on the horizon. We don't know. We know there's a fall expansion, but we have no idea.
Yeah. Well, this next season is supposed to be.
I thought you said
biggest season, but I guess we'll find out because they really talk about how excited they were for this upcoming season, next one, and how like special is going to be. But I'm expecting like a Age of Triumph type ish thing.
Oh
where,
my god!
Like all the old raids get like.
I've learned though because
but I don't know.
It'll be like an Age of Triumph thing. They're like, here, do all this stuff to get this gear that will be completely irrelevant again. Even though we're never going to learn as soon as this next thing comes out. We want you to spend hundreds of hours doing things you've already gotten to get this special cool looking armor, which is completely irrelevant. As soon as the next... We've learned. Now there's glowy cosmetics, which still don't...
Fan yourself. You're getting hot. You're heating up, buddy.
Sorry. Just a Destiny stan.
So segueing from Destiny into cheating in video games.
Yeah, you're gonna open up with something.
I actually wanted to talk about this. I actually didn't even think about this until like Fruit was like, so cheating in video games, and I was like, oh, Destiny.
Yeah, see that segue, dude? I knew it would work.
Someone recently did an interview with a Destiny 2 hacker, because you guys know that there's like huge amounts of people hacking in D2 right now, and
so PvP. They interviewed a 6-year-old.
No,
they certainly interviewed somewhat resembling a 6 year old. They interviewed
the mentality must be.
So yeah. this dude played trials match, and the guy he was playing against clearly was hacking. He had like wall hacks and aimbot. And he interviews the dude, and it's so interesting why he chose to hack. He chose to hack because his account got banned for communication. So he was super toxic, apparently, in the actual like text comms, I'm assuming.
Oh, even I'm toxic in that. I've never been banned.
I mean, there's toxic.
And Bungie don't ban people. That's crazy.
But I mean, there's Rob toxic, and then there's like probably like racist and shit toxic, true. Right? So basically, obviously you're gonna get banned for that. The dude basically said, I'm hacking because my D1 beta character got banned from D2, and now I just wanna hack the game and ruin other people's fun because not because I didn't get enjoyment from ruining other people's fun, but because I want the game to fail. But then he's like, but I also really love Destiny.
That's why.
He's like, but I also love Destiny a lot, but like also I want the game to fail because Bungie failed.
That's so petty.
It's so petty, but when you think about it, how many people probably really want Destiny to fail to like kick Bungie into high gear for some reason or another?
I mean, if that's what it takes, dude.
I don't. I mean, I don't want the game to fail. I don't know.
Like, I just want, them... want it
to fail. I just want it to...
Well, we don't know what they're doing, but I think where they're coming from is they want it to get to a point where it's do or die. And so Bungie realizes like, oh, okay, yeah, this isn't work. Like, we've got to actually, like Blue said, like kick it into gear. We need to do something, essentially, in their eyes, fix the game, whatever that would be for that person. But like, that they want them to hit rock bottom, so it's like, this is it. And then they nail it. That's the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the interview goes on about how easy it is to get these hacks. Like the dude was like, yeah, I pay like 20 a month and I get wall hacks and yada, yada, yada. And then he talks about how there's like very high end ones that are like 100 a month. And those are the ones that give you like rapid fire, like you see the Borderlands clips.
Oh, yeah.
when the match started, you see a bunch of rockets fly at you. He said those are more expensive. And he says a lot of people do them for recovs. And he also, this is probably the most interesting response. He said someone at Bungie actually has caused a lot of this because someone at Bungie basically told someone who was a cheater, who ended up cheating for one reason or another, that they had messed up and told them like a bunch of like sensitive info about how to get like what they look for when you're cheating. So a lot of cheaters know like, oh, okay, I need to avoid this. Yeah. I need to avoid this if I don't want to get banned. But if I'm going to cheat, I need to be mindful of these things. So now cheaters are becoming like even more robust in Destiny because
they're learning.
Apparently they directly know from someone on the Bungie team what Bungie looks for in cheaters.
What do you mean? What do you look? You look for if they're wall hacking, or like, I don't understand. Like what? I don't.
I think another thing he talked about is how they don't actually. They do have an anti cheat, but it's very archaic. But that they mostly actually look at people's stats to determine if they're going to ban them or not. So it's like kind of like a slap on the wrist. Like, are these stats sus?
I knew immediately. When they switched from Battle.net to Steam, I knew immediately whenever they were going to launch trials or whenever that was going to happen, that cheating and all this shit was going to be the biggest problem. And guess what? It is. And then people are like surprised that it is. Like, if you didn't know that this was going to happen, you're lying to yourself.
It's bad though. It's worse than I thought it'd be. Really? It's like rampant.
Really? The cheating in trials is so bad. You see so many clips like every single weekend with trials, like the five people that play trials on a weekend now. Yeah. And
I was gonna say, you don't see me playing it.
It's really depressing. I didn't come across many hackers when I was doing trials, but it's kind of crazy how bad the morale of the game is right now, because I think it's less about who you come across that's actually hacking and more about the game is in such a bad state that you don't know who's hacking or not. So now everyone is super paranoid because it's to the point where, man, is this person a hacker? Like, I just don't know. Like they honestly could be. So every single person is is at a point where hacking is just so common that people genuinely just don't really know who's hacking and who's not. And it kind of sucks because, especially in trials, which is supposed to be super competitive, it's like
your end game for PvP. Your whole season, this like thing is about like
your end game PvP is just a huge question mark for good players who like, man, did I lose? Because I mean, obviously, like someone fires a bunch of rocket launchers at you. Obviously,
that was a good
but sometimes it's like, man, this dude knows where I am all the time. Like is Thanos he cheating cannon. Is he cheating or is he just a god? And it's like match after match after match. You just don't know. So it's just the morale is.
No, but this is only like a PC problem, right? Like there's not this on console, right? This is console, a strictly PC problem.
On console, apparently DDoSing is still a big issue.
Oh, well, so, yeah.
Well, I mean,
anywhere until they add like their own servers.
I can't even tell what's DDoSing and what's just Bungie errors. You just so often get kicked anyway. It's hard to know. Did I just get DDoS or is it Beaver?
I think you know when DDoS is happening.
With trials,
I've been DDoSed one time. It was scary. My whole internet went away, and I was just like,
"I'm sorry."
No, when like internet goes away, dude, I'm like literally it's scary. Like,
you feel like
my whole world goes in black and white because I'm in now. In
you've
the
lost. He goes into
lost before, color again. Before the color was invented. Like I feel like I'm back there, man. I hate it. It's like literally like the saddest thing ever. Or if I have slow internet, if I'm like at my grandparents' place, I'm like, "What's the Wi-Fi password?" They're like, "What?" And then I'm like, hold on, let me call my dad and ask. And it's like one of those like, yeah, that was a telephone. That's the joke for all you Zoomer listeners out there. That was an old time telephone. I don't think you see any of those anymore.
No.
But you're not going to see me playing trials anytime soon. When we went flawless, I was shocked. I was shocked we didn't run into a cheater. Once,
yeah,
that we know of.
If they were,
trash.
they need to get some new ones because whatever they're paying ain't worth it. But the thing I've noticed is, I mean, I haven't tuned in recently, but even like a couple weeks ago, I would tune in occasionally to some people streaming trials, and not kidding, like every other game they were hitting cheaters is insane, and I was just like, bruh, and like. Blue says it's also just like the culture around it right now is because all the viewers are like, oh my god, this is trials. So then no one's going to even bother hopping in, which I don't blame them. Because it's like this person be like, this guy's hitting every shot, and you look up his stat. He's 99% headshot accuracy with the revoker.
Yeah.
With like 1,000 kills. And some people try to be like, no, he's just good. Like, no. That's not how that works. You don't hit 999 headshots out of 1,000. That's impossible. But just seeing stuff like that time after time, I'm like, god, dude. Like, and that's the annoying thing too, is like, because if you didn't look those stats up, for instance, if we didn't have any way, that's not as egregious as like a full auto sniper rifle with infinite ammo or constant rockets full auto.
Mm-hmm.
And that's yeah, or like the respawning, like I see those, like they die in trials and then they just respawn at the same, like over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah, like those are like blatant. Those are like specifically like, hey, I'm cheating, so like eat shit. But in the interview, he was just saying like most people don't do that. Like most cheaters are low key. He had said he has known people who had been cheating since the game came out. So it's.
Like, why do you play the game? I don't get it. Like, why? Like, why? I want to interview one. I just want to be like, why? Like, why?
Well, he did interview one, and his response was...
Out of spite? Like, that's really your
answer. It was out of spite. He did it because he got banned.
I would rebuttal and be like, no, it's because you're trash. That's literally what I would say. Like, you're literally trash.
It was actually funny because the dude was like, yeah, I was actually like a really good player. And then the dude was like, oh, what was your KD? And the dude was like, oh, I had like a 1.2, 1.3. And then...
I was cracked, dude.
I have a 1.2.
Like, I was insane, dude.
Jeez, man.
That's like, because there's also recently, like, one of the other big cheater ones is like Warzone. There's been a good amount of like cheaters and hackers in there. And again, like, I just don't understand it. They must, their prerogative must be like, I just want to make sure other people don't have fun because I don't. see what's fun about just running around holding left click and just killing everything. I mean, maybe for like one game you're like, oh, that was, but like, I don't know, if you're not playing a game anymore. There's nothing to play. There's no risk. There's nothing. And all you're doing is just, it must be that I don't know.
Well, it's funny you say like you do it for one game, because in Modern Warfare 2, when I got in a 10th prestige lobby, when you get in a 10th prestige lobby, you have all these kind of like hacks. You can like see where everybody is. It was called like Vampire. You could see like where everybody was like through like a red box. There'd be a red box. You'd be like, oh, somebody's behind that wall. And when you got a kill, you'd get your 10th prestige. You'd have everything unlocked. But then you'd be quote unquote infected with like a with like all those hacks until you turned off your Xbox. So I went into one team deathmatch game on that one crash map, or it's like the plane is like crash and it's like all those hills and stuff.
Oh yeah.
So like I had like, I had quote unquote hacks for a game, but then like I went like 30-2 and I was like, this is stupid. So I literally turned off my Xbox and turned it back on. And then all the hacks were like
FBI. Yes. Really cool. This man right here.
Yep. I did. 10 I hacked years ago one game in Modern Warfare 2.
Wow, dude. You're
yeah, but then I was changed. Like, this is stupid. Yeah. I've changed, man. You know, I do it out of spite at Infinity Ward, you know, because I really want the game to fail.
I mean, here's my argument too. Cheats, I don't care if you use cheats, if it's like a single player game or something, as long as it doesn't impact somebody else, that's like which a is cheat why
code.
Like, yeah, which is why cheats in multiplayer, I'm against. Like I would argue cheats.
What about super jumping in Halo 2? Is that a cheat?
No, super jumping at that point, especially if they didn't do anything and Bungie didn't outright be like, hey, this is not okay, then it's an endgame mechanic. And even if it wasn't designed like that, like that's just how it works. I mean, a lot of games have been based around, like, for instance, Halo 2 was BXB. That was literally designed around a thing they didn't mean to. Yeah, a glitch. Mm-hmm. So something like that, like I would argue too in PvE, like in Destiny, if you use some exploits, it's on Bungie to fix that. PvE, I guess, I would argue that maybe the person you're playing with just wants to play that content. So let's say you get matched with some dude doing that, and you're like, bro, I just want to play. Then it could be an issue. But for the most part, like, whatever, that's on Bungie. As long as it's not, like, an add-on you got or something. But, like, that's why, like, I hate third-person peeking. But at the end of the day, it's in the game, and those aren't cheaters. They're just degenerates, yeah. Like, but then again,
they're just garbage.
Yeah, but then again, like I'm not a fan of it and stuff. But that's just like Halo 2, right? Like, somebody would be like, I can't believe he BXBs. Like, ugh.
Or double shot, quad.
Yeah,
shot,
or a double shot. Like, it's also just like the culture around it. But I mean, I still think third person emote peeking is dumb, just because it's a first person shooter and you're.
I don't understand.
Well, not. I don't think that'll ever happen. Well, if you disable emotes, then people are just going to use swords.
Yeah.
And then if they disable emotes, that's a lot of their Eververse that they don't like. Hey, you can get this emote, but you can't use it in PvP. Some people are like, ooh.
People are saying, I think the best suggestion was to lock yourself into an emote when you use it. So when you, like, you have to finish the entire animation before you can even.
That's like what Overwatch does.
Yeah, exactly.
And
or why not have like a PvP emote? Like, instead, like, you just stay in your little first, or like you inspect your gun or something, like something that's like different, you know, or something cooler. And then you have your PvE emotes that are like the ones that put you into third person or something like that.
No, I mean, that's like a lot of resources for.
Well,
like,
yeah, Bungie would never do it.
That's already. Like,
yeah,
I just think they need to lock you into your emote as soon as when you start it.
Yeah,
at least just in PvP.
But like everybody was like bagging on people who time travel in Animal Crossing. I don't care if anyone does that.
I mean, I don't care, but you're wrong.
But like, but see, like some people be like, you shouldn't even be able to play the game and stuff. And to that point, again, it doesn't impact anyone else. Like,
it doesn't impact, but you're wrong.
If that's how they want to play it, I don't see any problem with it.
Yeah, they're not playing it. I mean, they can play it however they want, but they're doing it wrong. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, but also for some people, like, playing at the pace Animal Crossing would like you to normally play, though, is like...
Oh, it's like so... But that's, like, the beauty of it.
But you got some guindas, or people who just, like... Especially the first couple days. I mean, we talked about this, but, like...
Yes.
I can't do anything because I have to wait for this store to show up in 2 days, or I have to blah, 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 blah. And I think that's part of it.
Sure, going a week is all right.
But yeah, and like...
There's so much to do, like, at one point. Like, I couldn't imagine...
But cheating and hacking, I just don't see the appeal of multiplayer games. Single player games, same thing. Sometimes it's cool to just like do something you shouldn't be able to, or like, well, look at this, like using like action replay in Pokemon. Like, I shouldn't be able to find this Pokemon, but whoa. Or like, I shouldn't be able to get this item, but whoa.
I caught this Rayquaza on Route 22.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
It's like messing around. And I think it's fun. Like, I remember I had an action replay though, and I did that, and it like ruined it. I was like, okay, I have to turn this off. Like,
me too. Like, I had a shiny Dragonite and everything.
But clearly there's like some sort of mentality that drives someone to do that and consistently. And I just can't think of any reason they would do it aside from like wanting to just grief people.
Especially in Destiny. Like, that's my thing. You could cheat in so many other games. Like, but well, why
Destiny makes more sense to me than like Warzone, because at least you're like, you like for trials, it's to get loot. Like, you could normally otherwise get this, so you can get pinnacle rewards or something. But Warzone, it's like to win a match. But that doesn't get you anything, and you didn't really win. Like, I don't see where the sense of satisfaction comes from. I like, even if you get the win, you're like, yeah, okay. I just feel like it wouldn't feel the same. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with
but
you.
Clearly I'm wrong, because there are a lot of people that like to do it.
I want to interview that hacker, because that guy let him off too easy. When he said that, I'd be like, bullshit, dude. It's because you suck. Like, that's why. Like, because you want to get back at Bungie. If you wanted to really get back at Bungie, you wouldn't play the game anymore. Like, what do you mean?
Well,
like,
and the problem, too, why it's so easy to cheat, too, is because when it went free to play.
Yeah.
So now you can just get another account, hop back in, do it again. So.
But, I mean, you have to have your gear, though, right? Like, you can't just...
I mean, not really for like PvP or something.
Yeah, I mean, cheaters gonna cheat. That's how it be.
Do be how it be though. And you know what else? Okay, how do it be though?
Oh,
this ad.
What?
Oh.
Oh. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest podcast this side of the Mississippi. I don't know which side that is. Kind of hard to say. Well, but I mean, like. Technically, it could be to the right of the Mississippi if you keep wrapping around, right?
That's east.
That's what I'm... But, like, is there a north and a south technically in Mississippi? Because, I mean, like, there's a start and an end somewhere.
Technically, yes. Yes, there is a south of the Mississippi and there is a north of the Mississippi, technically.
So, we're technically on the west, but if you go far enough east, we're on that side, you know? It's like if you take enough lefts, you're going to make a right.
We're always on the west side of the Mississippi. Not at one point are we ever east of the Mississippi.
Yeah,
the Mississippi doesn't move.
Okay, no, okay. Okay, look.
Okay, I'm listening.
The earth is not flat, right? Yeah, I'll set you up for that. It's a sphere, okay? So if you
I don't know, man. Okay. I don't even want you to believe it's not real. We're talking about the earth being flat, Blue.
If it's true. Not that the earth is flat, but that's the what we're talking flat, about. Yeah. Okay, so if you go east, which is right, okay?
Yes.
From the Mississippi.
Sometimes east is right. East isn't always right.
What?
Because if you're facing west, east can sometimes be left, right?
Well, I'm saying, like, if you're looking at neutral, like, you would just, like...
Okay, like a moral compass. Or not moral,
a moral compass. My moral compass points east. So... So we're just looking at the Earth, right? From space, we're looking at North America, right? We see the Mississippi. Yes. We're going to go east, which would be right. So that's going to wrap around. You're going to hit the ocean. Then eventually you would hit like Europe, Asia. And then you start wrapping back around. And then you get back to us. That's what I'm saying. If you go far enough east, you'll find us. Just like if you turn left enough times, you're going to make a right. I'm saying.
But if you go... But you could say you could go... enough north and then you'd hit us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like a stupid way to say it, but technically we could be east.
Well, humbug.
But yeah, that's just I'm just I'm being a dad right now. I don't know. What do you want from me?
The world is flat.
That's true. You know what else is flat?
What?
The world.
The comment section on the Overwatch video. I don't know if that really worked, but the Overwatch video fell flat on many people.
What are you talking about? It fell flat?
Well, no.
I actually read the comments on that.
Yeah, well, more specifically, I'm just saying a handful of people, but a handful of people who wanted us to know that they were not happy.
I commented on it. I said, I kind of hate this game now.
So
I don't know, man. I don't get why people are so upset.
For those out of the loop, we made an Overwatch video. Echo came out, so I was like, screw it. I literally put in the DM, like, hey, let's just try some Overwatch placements. I'll play Echo. And that was it was so innocent, and yet little did I know. So like Rob, Ab, and Shark were like, yeah, sure. So we go to play, and I knew it'd be pretty rough, and it went even worse than I thought it would. And I thought that was hilarious.
I did, like, too. I thought it was a lot of it was funny.
Like, we went in knowing we were going to struggle, but then, like, just to see how bad it was. Because, like, I was telling Rob, I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. We're on Route 66, whatever that map is. We just tried defense and got just steamrolled. And we're sitting on offense, like, waiting ready to get going. And I'm like, I have bronze with one Elims. What's gold? And Rob and Ab at the same time go, two? So we just went on the whole entire thing. Literally, best kills is two. So I'm starting to crack up. And then Ab's trying to, like, explain something, but he can't remember people's names. He's like, I don't know, gravity boner dude or something. And Shark's freaking out. I just lost it. And I'm like, this is great. Like, maybe the games aren't going great, but this is hilarious. And then, ironically, on that offensive push, we actually did well.
We actually rolled them, too.
Yeah, but people were so upset because mainly because Rob was like, anyone who still plays this game, like, eats glue. And that's just Rob being Rob.
I don't truly mean that, but, like, it just makes me feel like the only people who are going to enjoy this game is a six-year-old eating glue. Like, that's just – I'm just not having fun. Like, I don't get – and, like, sure, you can have fun. I just don't get it. It's just not – half the time I'm shooting at a shield or I'm shooting into somebody absorbing my bullets or I'm shooting into – it's just not – I don't know. It's just not fun. Like, and I think eating glue would be more fun than playing this. And that's how I express that.
But see, so many people were upset because Rob expressed that opinion, which I don't think I put it in the video, but I think I even remember when we were playing, like, I think I literally said something like, I envy anyone who can find enjoyment in this. Because, like, really, yeah. I wish, and I'm normally a half glass full kind of guy. I can play something and usually find something, but man, I was struggling.
That it was just a fiesta. Like, it's just,
and the, I mean, the weird. the argument, like, for us, I think the reason we were so upset too is because it felt like there wasn't a lot of skill expression. Like, what we were talking about, like, I wish I could just have hit scan and be able to hit targets, and if my aim was better, they would die. I mean, that's what we've been playing for a while, but in this case, it's like, it doesn't matter what we're doing, we're trying to shoot. I'm gonna be honest, I was struggling with Echo because their entire team is so evasive, and her projectiles take like a minute to reach primary fire. My bombs, it's like I can't hit anything except for a shield, and there are plenty of those. And so it was just frustrating. And I don't know, Overwatch has always been, for the most part, like, teamwork, communication, abilities, but it just feels different. And it just
felt like a no limits game. Like, I've never played Overwatch where it felt like a no limits game. And that just felt like cooldowns were unlimited. Like, it was just weird. Like, it just needs to slow down or something. I don't know what it needs.
And so, like, I think I'd mentioned in a comment stuff, but, like, obviously our opinions as players have changed. Our interests have changed. But I mean, the thing is, us saying that Overwatch isn't good is not an unpopular opinion right now. In fact, I would say it's a majority opinion. Yeah.
I think you guys got that response because the people who are left playing Overwatch are just
They stand.
And they're probably just sick of having to hear people like, this game sucks.
Like, I people mean, coming back to it after not doing it and then being like, damn, this still sucks. Like,
it also doesn't help that, our videos, all of our Overwatch videos have always been like that. It's always been just complaining and memeing and throwing and
a lot of throwing.
Talking about how much this game sucks. And I don't know, man. I feel like a lot of people, I feel like it's just like the stand mentality where it's like, oh, man, like I really like this
they
game.
They stand
like, my homies. I love this channel. Why are you taking it? This is the only game I play. And that's fine. But like at the same time, it's not like the video is anything different than we ever did with Overwatch.
And it's not like
or other games that suck, dude. Like if a game sucks, I'm gonna say it sucks. Like I'm sorry. If you don't want to hear that, then don't watch.
When I make a video, the purpose is it entertaining? There's never anything more. It ain't deeper than that.
There's no underlining like, yeah. Ooh, I want to like push my agenda against right. Overwatch. Like
in this case, it was literally like, I want to make an entertaining video. I think it'll be entertaining if we try this and fail. And we did. I was editing it, pushed some good edits in there. I was like, this is funny. And it just sucks to see some people just, they miss the mark. And I mean, I can understand why they're like, man, this kind of rubs me the wrong way. But for me, like that didn't even register. Like that wasn't what I was looking at all. It's like, this is funny. Rob's raging. We're struggling. I can't hit the broadside of a moisture evaporator. We're laughing. It's funny. But it just didn't, it didn't hit with everybody. Some people, I mean, for the majority it did. And that's why it's tough to do this thing is because I'm a people pleaser and I hate upsetting anyone. So when I do, it sucks. And like, it's like that vocal minority kind of thing situation here. Mm-hmm. But it was just such a bummer. I mean, it's like, cause that's what I was kind of saying. It's like, so I can't upload an Overwatch video though, unless we're like, this is great.
Yeah, this is the best. Oh, this is the best. I love Overwatch. Like, wow. And I feel like if I did that, people would be like, oh, you guys are just lying so you guys could get views and like Overwatch sucks. Like, you don't really mean that. Like, and then it's like, oh my God.
But it was just that. And then I do understand the people that were arguing like, well, for us, a lot of us found you on Overwatch. And so a lot of us still play or found it because of you and still play because of you. And then we see you're doing it again, so we get excited to see like something else, and then we click on it, and so you guys just like bagging on it.
On the game.
And which like fair, but also like I'm not forcing you to watch the video. And I mean there's a reason I haven't been uploading Overwatch, is because for the most part.
It was just us doing that and bagging on the game.
Yeah, which is why like we don't do Destiny anymore as often. I don't do Overwatch anymore. Because I literally make a point to not play something just because it's popular or good on the channel if I hate it.
Yeah.
And so
it's not worth it.
When I made that video, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to cash in on Echo views. It was literally like,
I hate Overwatch.
It was like, I think this is just going to be funny. Us trying and failing. That's as deep as it went.
He was like, hey, do you guys want to play Overwatch?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sure. And I was like, is it for content? And because if it was not for content, I'd be like, no.
Then I'm out. And that's all it was.
No.
And there was some comment. I just deleted it. I wasn't even going to have it. Some dude was like, cussing me out and saying like Overwatch made you and you're ungrateful and you need to blah 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 x and y, and I'm like, what? I just removed
I need
it
to be grateful for Overwatch.
Wait, Overwatch made you?
Yeah, he tried to say like something like I'm an entitled prick and I owe this game everything and because of this and I'm this blah, and he kept going. I was like, what? Which first off, Blue is probably going to bring that point up. Destiny made me. Overwatch certainly didn't.
Destiny.
Yeah. Destiny's what started my channel. Overwatch helped get me a lot of subs and stuff for a good period, but that's not what made the channel, and it wasn't what made me.
I can't believe that video has 5 million views, though. Like,
yeah, well, some people point out, like,
your gun game?
Yeah, the four of your top five videos is Overwatch, man. Like, come on. I'm like, yeah.
That's because the algorithm is just like, yep, here you go. Take that.
Overwatch was so hot on YouTube. It really was. Like,
it was. And then
Overwatch was hotter.
And then it wasn't.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, well, that's why I stopped uploading, too. Because then just one day it wasn't. And the thing, too, is if we look back, like, for the most part, when we were having the most fun with Overwatch, it was always custom games.
There was like a six month period where Overwatch was just the hotness.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably for about a year, it was pretty good on YouTube. But then eventually it just, I think people just, it was right around when the new wave of games from the next year came around that Overwatch just tanked.
And I mean, it sucked because I enjoyed it. And it was always nice to have a staple on the channel like that. But another argument someone had, which for them made sense, but for me it didn't, is like, okay, well, you didn't have to play comp. You could just go play quick play. But for me, like I argue with most games.
Why am I playing the game then?
Yeah, for a lot of games, there needs to be something at stake for me.
Especially Overwatch. Like that's the entire at this point, quick play isn't even.
I feel like you play quick play because you enjoy playing the game.
But I think my main problem with Overwatch is that the entirety of the game is based on ranked. And people like it's so weird because you have like pros in Overwatch talking about how, oh, don't play ranked if you want to improve. You need to play quick play. I'm just like, wait, what? What am I listening to?
What?
Yeah, they were talking about how they're talking about people in quick play are better players than people in ranked. I remember hearing this and it wasn't even like an unpopular opinion how someone was like, yeah, if you want to like learn a character and like kind of like learn to improve, you should go in quick play, not in ranked. I was like, wait a minute, what? This is okay. Well, I mean, Overwatch is an inverse world where I don't understand anything.
I would maybe argue that to learn a champ or hero, I would say go into quick play so you're not with your teammates in ranked and they're dealing with you first timing like Genji, like, guys, what do my abilities do?
I think the general consensus from my understanding was that ranked is awful and that's not a place where you actually improve or something. And I don't know how popular that consensus was, but I was taken aback because like you don't hear that in any other game where a pro will tell you don't go into ranked because it sucks, go into quick play.
Apex, maybe.
Well, that's just because the
VR
and the skill-based matchmaking is bizarre. But yeah, like for me, it just like a game I enjoy, kind of like what Rob said. I'll enjoy like a casual or quick play playlist if I like the game because I'm enjoying the ranked. Because for me, like for instance, League, I stopped playing normals like almost permanently. Like if I'm getting on, I'm getting on to play ranked because I like
unless
to see.
This is me.
Yeah, true. But I like to see every game like. There's something on it. Like I can either see myself improving, I can see a number climb or fall, and I know why. TFT, for instance, as soon as I understand like the new set or a patch of normals, I go to ranked.
Only ranked.
Yeah, only ranked. Valorant, when that comes out, probably almost exclusively playing ranked. When I need to take a break
unless
or maybe play
customs.
With buds, yeah, or like customs, I'll go to normals. But for the most part, like when I play a game, if I can play ranked, that's what I like to play because I like progress, and even if it's negative progress, I like having something to play for. And so like for me, like hopping on comp, I was like, oh, we'll just play placements, get placed for the fun of it, see what we get placed. We couldn't even make it through the placements,
couldn't even get through
yeah
them.
But like for me, like that's what it is. And so for other people, they're like, well, I just enjoy the casual, and that's fine, but that's just what it is for me. And again, it ain't deeper than that. I'm not making a video to say, hey, you can't enjoy this, or hey, play ranked, or hey,
you only play ranked to have fun.
Yeah,
like
I don't try and put any agendas in my videos. It ain't that deep. Opinions are our own. I'm not trying to sway you one way or the other. If you enjoy the game, enjoy the game.
Go play it.
That's it.
But tell me how the glue.
I just don't.
Too.
Yeah, but I just don't, and that can be okay. Even if like you know, I could understand like. I don't know, watching CNanners one day and he just makes a video and he's like, you know what, guys, Prop Hunt sucks. Like, I'm just over it. I'd be sad. But it doesn't mean now I hate Prop Hunt too. So like,
I hate it too.
So I can understand that we're like, having. So, I mean, it's weird to think that like I have a pull like that. But like as a content creator, you watch, maybe you like my content, especially Overwatch. And I can understand how it can be defeating to see that. But like, it ain't that deep. And the only reason we're so upset too is because we loved Overwatch.
Dude, and I'll be the first person to say Overwatch is fun if Overwatch is fun at some point. Like, if the game does turn out to be fun in Overwatch 2, I'll say it's fun. I'm not just going to say it's shitty because it's Overwatch 2.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that's pretty much what we're all waiting for anyways. Like, Overwatch 2, hoping that they're going to make some, like, big sweeping changes. At least that's what I'm hoping for. Otherwise, it's just going to be more of the same.
I hope I like it.
I do too. But so, the Overwatch video, just enjoy it for what it is.
Relax.
I mean, I literally put like meme edits in there. It ain't that deep. I understand some of you are upset. I love you all. The end. That's that.
Should we move on to Patreon questions then?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here.
All right, this one is from That Guy, all caps. What is your favorite animated movie and why is it Shrek?
That's just kind of funny. Somebody touch my spaghetti.
You and your spaghetti meme, man.
Has to be my favorite thing. The Shrek hut, and you just hear somebody kicks open the door. My spaghetti. I love that. I'm like a boomer, but like, yeah, it's best.
My favorite animated movie. There's so many animated movies. Like, are we talking like childhood favorite movie or like?
I don't know.
I'm going to say Hercules then. Hercules.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I love Hercules. I will find my way. I can go the distance. Oh, I love that movie. I love
Hercules. Why'd you stop?
That's my favorite Disney movie. So like that's, I can't, maybe the new Spider-Man is really close to that, I guess.
In the Spider-Verse. What about Your Name? Yeah.
See, but
that's animated. That is
animated. Yeah. That's a piece of art. So maybe, yeah, probably Your Name, actually. Yeah, that's a good call. No, for sure, that movie. Yeah.
Bro, you guys got to stop asking these questions because I can't do these questions. I'm what, so like bad I can't think of...
You just came up with mine for me. Thought for me.
Yeah, I thought for you, but I can't think for me. I don't know, man. I can't... Straight up, like, gives me anxiety. Hard, yeah, I can't... I don't know. I can't even think of one to just throw out there either.
Spider-Verse?
I liked it. I don't know if I'd say it's my... that's the
top Pokemon three to A.
Like, see, here's the thing. I go like, oh, I like that. But I feel like I probably like one more. So then I have to keep thinking. And then...
Oh my god. It's like, what do you want for dinner? Oh, I don't know. What do you want for dinner? It's like, okay, oh, I want this.
Different. You're asking,
no, I don't want that.
You're asking someone to summarize their favorite animated movie. Yeah. Bro, we went through our childhoods. We saw so many.
It's like you're trying to make me name like my favorite kid. You know, it's like, oh, but like, you know, it's, come on now.
I would say of my adult life, it's got to be either Spider-Verse or...
Spider-Verse is dope.
Either Spider-Verse or Your Name. One of those two. I can't pick between them, but I love them both. As if you were to ask me as a kid, the answer would probably be Spirited Away.
That's a good one.
Is it weird that I didn't like Spirited Away that much?
But you're a normie anime pleb, so it's understandable. Yeah,
it's not your fault. It's... Yeah, I don't know. I guess most recently I would say Your Name. And I'll just go there because I'll never be able to pick one. So,
all right, so not Baruto.
Bardo-chan.
Let's go with Joel Johnson here. If you could have any exotic animal as a pet, what would it be and what would you name it?
I would have no exotic animals because they're exotic for a reason and they need special love and care that I could not provide to them.
Great stuff, Blue. In this imaginary world, let's pretend we could give them everything they ever want and they'd be super happy and it would have no long-lasting effect on their ecosystem or their species.
I want... this is hard panther. Now.
I love panthers.
You wouldn't get a penguin, Blue? Any kind of penguin?
No, I would feel... In a perfect world, sure, I would get a penguin, but okay. I just can't... We're talking morally, perfect world. I just feel wrong.
We're talking perfect world. Don't worry.
Well, like, let's say like,
you'll have a perfect... Arctic ecosystem for them, you know, and they love it and they have a little family and they don't know any better. And they,
well, let's just say
you have a giant pool that's like, as big as the ocean.
You can go to him,
yeah, sure.
Like,
in a perfect world, I would clearly pick a penguin.
How about in this world, you're his pet, so you go to his place,
in which case we're chilling, but okay. Yeah, okay, yeah, in a perfect world, I obviously I'd pick a penguin,
okay,
a penguin with antlers,
yes.
You like gloom? Here you go, buddy.
A corgi for you, Mr. Fruit, as an exotic animal?
They are quite exotic. Hey, take a look at a corgi in a wild habitat. Hey,
if you're ever in Discord with a Christian, this is what it's like. Ready? Just in the background here and like... And then just...
And it's just like, please be quiet. Like, please.
Yesterday I was like, Christian, I'm sorry, you need to mute your mic. I was like, I'm gonna go crazy, and you're like,
me too.
Dude. God, it's just Olive is the quietest dog until she plays, and she just never stops. Opposite, exact opposite. He'll be kind of loud, but he plays silent. I'm like, I love you right now, but Olive just, speaking of which, he's trying to love on me. Yes, you little cutie. Exotic pet though. That's hard to say. Gorilla.
Oh my god.
Gorilla.
All right, there. A gorilla.
Gorilla. I love me some gorillas.
Name it Harambe.
Yeah, he'd live on. Harambe the second. I'd keep him far away from the Cincinnati Zoo.
Okay, we'll end it. We'll end it with the Overwatch guy.
Oh no!
wait, no, it's
not
it's,
you again.
Listen, no.
What music genres, artists, or songs do you most enjoy? I know one of Fruits is jazz, but I generally don't know what artists to look out for in that genre. Looking for some good music recommendations because I enjoy lots of different kind of music. Love the content.
The content.
I've been back into my old school. I hit my flows. Like ask me 2 months ago, I was super back into my pop punk kind of phase. And then like a month ago, I was into my anime music. And like now I'm back into like MF Doom, like my old school hip hop kind of like underground hip hop phase. So I'm back into like MF Doom and like Madlib and Quasimodo and A Tribe Called Quest and that kind of shit. So listen to that.
What about you, Blue?
This is an impossible question for me.
I know, but like, what have you been listening to lately? You're kind of all over the place.
We'll go with jazz since, I mean, that's probably be mine anyways.
Okay, when you say jazz, do you mean like jazz or do you mean like Frank Sinatra jazz?
All of them. I'll listen to like pure instrumental jazz. I'll listen to like live band jazz.
Like, like Miles Davis or like John Coltrane. Like, oh, really?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, I'd probably
or
like
saxophone.
You could go like Miles Davis.
Consider Frank Davis.
And then like some of the big, like if you want some like vocalists that are really talented and some of the more well-known ones like Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra. Those are always good ones. You could go like Dave Brubeck. He's got a lot of good hits.
Bill Clinton and his saxophone. Bill Clinton could play a mean sax.
I mean, you don't even really have to. I would just say like, just don't look up jazz because then you're going to get like this like, like coffee house or like elevator music, which is just a disgrace. Like,
what?
Like if you hear like like that, people think like elevator music.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what
but
jazz
no.
is.
But no. Like it's so
you
much
listen,
deeper.
You
than that.
Listen to just what's a jazz called? Like it's not called like a band, right? A jazz is like a.
There's a jazz
group,
band. Yeah.
But isn't it called like a quartet or something like that? Isn't it like a different kind of word for
quartet
a jazz
would
band?
Be just four people. I think when I think of quartet, I think of like the, what are they called? The whatever singers, barbershop quartets. Yeah. There is a great one to listen to though. It was a cover in, BioShock Infinite. God only knows that barbershop quartet cover. Oh, so good. I know all the parts to it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
I couldn't name you a jazz. Like maybe is Frank Sinatra considered jazz?
Yeah,
he's considered. I mean, I guess he's considered like vocally, but
yeah.
as far as his genre, it's like more like pop jazz.
There's jazz covers a good bit.
I just remember like
because like traditional jazz doesn't even have vocalists.
Yeah,
they'd always just listen to jazz, but it had no words. That's what I never understood. Like just listening to instruments.
It can be very soothing.
Yeah, I'm just a zoomer.
Or some riffs, or a good sax, man. Oof. A
saxophone just sounds like someone farting sometimes.
Hey, maybe that's why I like it.
Don't you disrespect it.
You won't.
Well, that'll do it for the questions here on the GG Over Easy podcast, which means we need to wrap this up. Blue, where can people find you on the internet?
You guys can find me everywhere at Blue Oslo.
Or in the Arctic with his new penguin father.
In a perfect world.
In a perfect world.
It's content and happy. You can find me everywhere in Overwatch.
You can find... that one got me by surprise.
I love it.
You can find me Mr. Fruit or second channel, more Mr. Fruit. I started a new Pokemon randomized and I was like, series is a lot of fun. You should go watch it.
I like it. Except you got the Chandelier Pokemon.
Chandelier.
Which is the worst Pokemon ever. Low-rolled.
No. Well, I mean, my starters were kind of low rolls. But anyway, go watch that. It's the most fun I've had in a while. So please support that. Love you all. Thanks for listening to this episode. We'll see you guys next Sunday. Stay safe. Wash your hands. We love you. Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.